Hey everybody, as promised, we are having little weeny short videos for this module, and you're going to enjoy very much this next exercise because I know how many of you love art and love the concept of symbolism. And I'm going to tell you right now that this particular exercise that I'm getting you to do is going to be very, very important for the month of December. So I'm giving you a little hint. I'm not going to tell you what it means, but you are going to be blown away by what you do. First for you and then for the group. Alrighty, so I'm going to read this to you. So I'm going to basically what I want to do is tell you a little bit more about what I actually wrote in the document so that you get a little bit more of a broader concept about what we're doing. So the topic is called psychodynamics in oracles. Now, the basic assumption in the theory of this thing called psychodynamics is that all our behavior and feelings are powerfully affected by the motives that we have no clue about, that we're not aware at all, that reside in the subconscious. Now, you guys have gotten that in vision class, you've looked at it, so you know, also getting on your bird exercise, all the exercises in the envision process and the ones that I give you in Oracle School is all about shifting the subconscious. So this is something you already know. Now, the subconscious mind comprises mental processes that are inaccessible to consciousness in the moment they occur. And we all agree on that, right? Because when we get triggered, we're back in the past, right? They will influence our judgments, feelings, and behavior, which then influence our experience at reality and our ability to move beyond our limitations. According to Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud, those two special ones there, those that created all this conversation that we're having right now, the subconscious mind is the primary source of human behavior. Now, we don't want that to be the primary source of human behavior. We want to create something in the fifth dimension, which is what we've been talking about in the entire time in Oracle School. We want to be co-creators, so we want to skip over this subconscious. We definitely want it for some things, but we really don't want it to tell us where we're heading when it's going to be a repeat of the past, right? So like an iceberg, the most important part of the mind is the part you can't see. That's what we work with here in Oracle School. Our feelings, motives, and decisions are actually powerfully influenced by our past experiences stored in the subconscious. Now, we all agree on that. Now, we get into working with oracles. Working with oracles, beginning from the standpoint of the observer self, we have a clear vision of how we're influenced by the patterns that began in childhood, right? We all know that stuff that's happened in childhood, when the conditions are similar to the conditions that when whatever the wound was occurring and the part of us that got wounded and the goblin was born and we know the whole conversation, when the conditions show up again for us, we have something called a choice point, which you learned about last module. So this choice point that comes up in this fractal way of seeing time and experience come back again, we have a window or a door of opportunity for us to move beyond that. And we have to go from what is and what gets stuck in our bodies through our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, which is biochemistry, into that, ooh, I don't want that. I'm going to choose something else. So we overshoot that by using oracles as a methodology of taking ourselves from the literary mind, the literal mind, into the symbolic mind. And how we do that is through art. Now, that's why oracle cards have art on them. So we don't want to sabotage it. That's what this is all about. And we want to support our becoming and not sabotage it. So rather talking through it, which is why I say talk therapy is good for some of us at some point, but what we do is we move around it. We walk around the story. We hover above it, right? We learned how to do that on our magic carpets, right? We want to hover above the details. So it serves to anchor the story when we talk too much about it, and then we can enter the world of symbolism to language our experience in a new, intimate, and creative way. So if we move from the story into the symbolism of the story like we do in Envision, one way we can do this is by bypassing the details, as we know, and presenting our story in motion through art. Now, we do present our story in motion through the art of the oracle cards because they have art on them. The art that was created to describe symbolically the thing that gets triggered in us to see eventually when we start to use our oracle cards, those are iconic for us. When we see a card, we immediately go into that, oh, that's what that means. And it matches our energy. So that's, we've been training you to experience that right from the beginning of personal mastery, where oracle cards, these oracles connect to your dominant energy. And then you start to recognize, ah, the conditions are represented here. But what if we could go further than that? Since we already have now, we've done dinner plates, we're looking at soup bowls, we're looking hearing cleidons. How else? How else can we do this? So we channel spirit when we get out of our own way and allow our story in motion to be represented in some form of a piece of art that then becomes our personal icon. But then past that, it becomes an icon for us all. And so I'm going to show you how to do this in December, but you got to do your part first. So there are three components, in any kind of artistic medium, and I don't care what it is. You can write a poem. You can draw a stick figure. You can take a picture, do photography. You can upload a song. Anything that is created by you or put together by you, even collaged by you, that represents the thing I'm going to talk about now, okay? So you're presenting a significant event in the past that impacted you, your current vision of your story in motion since you've been in Oracle School, and a vision of your future. So you're going to actually be creating three different forms artistically that represent these three things. Now, you don't have to do it all at once, but you will have to have them completed by the end of Module 6, which is in about 2 weeks. Now, you can choose as many cards as you feel called to choose to help you tell your story in motion and accompany your cards with any of the following creative expressions and complete one to share for this week and all three by a week after the next module is delivered, so the next couple of weeks. Visual art of any kind, yours preferably, but can be something from someone else that really inspired you that you believe 1000% represents you in the context of that pattern of the past or your present or your future. Drawings, photos, music, dance, poetry, video. Explain why you chose the form you chose and the symbolism. So you have to do a little write-up of it. Can you see how this choice becomes an oracle, symbolizing a rite of passage or an archetypal human experience? In your journal, consider how could your creation become an oracle for someone else? If you were to see this symbolic representation of an aspect of your story in motion as an independent oracle, what would you call it? Now, these all need to be loaded up on the main page in a couple of weeks for a very special exercise next month with the image and the name that came to you for the oracle. Now, this is all in your PDF. Now, what I am showing you how to do is to tune into your life as more of a symbolic representation of our lives, because this is where our common language comes in, where we stop only identifying ourselves by the details that our small self recognizes, and we enter into the language of the soul, where we then present an image that shows us in one image the things that we want to tell you in detail, but we're not going to. We're going to say, this is the symbol of when my dad died. This is the symbol when I got a new job. This is the symbol when I met my husband. This is this, like whatever it is that you were really impacted by, you're going to show a picture of. Now, why are we doing this? For the next exercise, which I am going to give you a little hint of, we then entirely, the whole school, becomes one big giant oracle compilation. And we are going to show you how you could see somebody else's and then see how it impacts you about a question that you might have. Because we're going to turn the entire Shared Wisdom course into a big oracle. So, like I promised you, you have only 4 short videos. And now the next topic is all about spirit animals and tracking your energy. So you're going to have a fabulous meditation to follow and instructions in the next section of the PDF. I hope you'll enjoy it.